Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 92 today under mainly clear skies with a slight chance for storms. Lows of aloft around 72 tonight, clear skies. Sunshine expected tomorrow, 94. Highs level off around 96 Sunday under sunny skies, 100 Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 86.
Mid-America Network News. State troopers and transportation officials report a new statewide crash reporting system is being launched in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Highway Patrol announced in a press release yesterday the launch of the Kansas Crash Data System. The benefits of KCDS include saving time, improved accuracy, electronic submission options, and reporting dashboards. A local judge granted a temporary injunction yesterday, halting a newly passed and controversial Kansas voting law from applying to upcoming elections. A judge in the District Court of Douglas County signed off on an order to grant a temporary injunction for Senate Bill 4. Kansas lawmakers successfully passed this controversial voting bill last year, which requires the return of advance voting ballots by 7 p.m. on Election Day. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Shawnee County healthcare officials are speaking out about a parasite that causes people to develop intestinal discomfort and diarrhea after 8 cases were confirmed in Shawnee County, with a total of 55 cases in Kansas. The health department said it has yet to identify a common source of the illness in Shawnee County. However, the CDC and other health officials are investigating a multi-state outbreak linked to shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. What started as a project for wildlife has turned into a popular stop for people looking to enjoy Kansas state flower. Todd and Marilyn Workman have spent the past 2 years growing sunflowers on their property north of Topeka. Todd said the idea began as another food plot for wildlife, something he's done for years. The bees and the turkeys and all the deer goldfinches, they love the sunflowers. And so do people stopping by to snap a few pictures.
When you need reliable expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good news for farmers across the state of Nebraska after the major wildfires that happened back in March and April. As according to state officials, they say that those farmers across 21 different counties that were impacted by the wildfires now have access to federal financial loan assistance through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The announcement came both from Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen along with the USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, who approved the request, where they say if you are an affected farmer, you can now go through your local U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency office for additional information with the applications. Where Governor Pillen did release a statement this week saying, quote, "We appreciate the swift response by Secretary Brooke Rollins and the USDA for this request. This provides an avenue for producers and farmers to receive much needed financial support as they continue to deal with the aftermath of the fires." According to the program, any of the awarded funds may be used to go towards restoring or replacing essential property, pay production costs associated with the disaster, and more. Mid-America Network News.
Boogie. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Fair continues this week. Join KNDY for live continuing coverage with Max Blasky reporting live Friday afternoon and evening. Full schedule of events online at wscofair.com or their page on Facebook. The fair continues Friday and Saturday with the annual Washington County Fair Parade Saturday evening downtown at 6:30. A ranch rodeo Friday evening at 7 kicks off the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Other features include figure eight racing Saturday evening, plus an open mic night, car show Sunday 1 to 5, and the fair parade in Blue Rapids Sunday evening at 6, with gospel music by House of the Rising Sun starting at 4 on the square. Kane and Company live on the grounds after the parade. KNDY will learn Marshall County 4-H youth updates beginning Saturday with live on-site coverage Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Full schedule of events online at mscountyfair.com. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a Senior Saturday event with a complimentary breakfast for those 55 and older, highlighting the Joe Oswald retrospective at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. Oswald's artwork captured landscapes of Marshall, Nemaha, and Pottawatomie counties. The exhibit is open noon to 3 on Sundays, 10 to 2 Mondays, 4 to 6 on Wednesdays at the Art Center in Marysville. Admission is free. Kansas Poet Laureate Dr. Tracy Bremhall will be a guest of the Kester House Museum in Marysville this Saturday, with readings commemorating the 150th anniversary date of Charles and Sylvia Kester's wedding. Several new exhibits will be featured at the Kester House Garden Saturday, 10 to 11:30, including Victorian Flower Language. A portrayal of the Kesters is planned at 10 a.m. Saturday, with refreshments to follow, open to the public. E-waste collection in Marysville Saturday, noon to 2 at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Any electronic items, including computers and accessories, cell phones, television, video, and audio equipment, as well as small appliances, may be dropped off. For more information, go to Mark's E-Waste page on Facebook. Collection Saturday at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street in Marysville from noon to 2. A graveside service was held Tuesday at the Bala Cemetery for Carrie E. Wooloff, age 73, of Lynn, who passed away July 5th. Ward Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements for Carrie Wooloff. Lucina C. Henry, age 88, of Centralia, passed away July 11th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Bede's Catholic Church, Kelly. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Lucina Henry. Funeral services to be held Saturday, July 18th for Lanny E. Carpenter, age 82, of Marysville, who passed away June 17th. Service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lanny Carpenter.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Expecting a seasonably hot end to your work week for this afternoon, with those temperatures looking to inch upward as we head through your weekend. With Monday looking to be our hottest day, those afternoon high temperatures by the time we get to Monday, flirting with that century mark. Before we do ease back to some 90s once again for highs by next Tuesday, and even back below average by a few degrees Wednesday and Thursday, as a cold frontal boundary finally begins to work in from the north, we'll ease back to some upper 80s for high temperatures there. But it's lower 90s for highs by this afternoon. Just a very slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing late in the afternoon, as some weak upper-level energy continues to work across the region. Then we'll stay completely dry this weekend, with high temperatures Saturday and Sunday closer to the middle range of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high, hit the century mark on this date. The average low 67, the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:12. We recorded about 3/4 inch of rain with intermittent showers Thursday afternoon.
Night fishing is a good way to avoid the midsummer heat, something more and more anglers are taking up. It's all about fishing in the dark today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 17th, the 198th day of the year. Country singer Luke Bryan has a birthday, and in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Midsummer is a tough time for diehard fishermen. It's sometimes just too hot under a blazing sun, and lakes are often churned to froth by boaters and jet skiers. That's why many anglers are discovering the joys of night fishing. When conditions are good, it can be a magical experience. But you do need to take a few precautions. A reliable light source goes without saying. Don't venture out if there's a chance of severe weather. The darkness is enough to contend with. Organize your gear so you can locate it quickly. And don't forget the bug spray. Mosquitoes, as you know, are more active at night. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Gather all the merry you can carry with Reflections Hallmark's annual Keepsake Ornament Premiere, July 11th until the 19th. Experience over 250 new ornament designs while also discovering a new treasure or two. Pick up your pre-orders and receive a limited edition tote bag with any purchase. Christmas came early, July 11th through the 19th, with the annual Hallmark Ornament Premiere only at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
So we
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Changes going in Washburn University's athletic department as Washburn's baseball head coach, Harley Douglas, has officially stepped down from his position. The announcement was made on Monday this week with a press release as the assistant coach, Connor Crimmins, has been named as the interim head coach for the team. The athletic department for Washburn University did release the statement regarding the announcement, saying Coach Douglas has stepped into a challenging situation following the passing of Coach Steve Anson, and we are grateful for his leadership during that transition. As a former Ichabod student athlete, he invested deeply in our baseball program and played an important role in the recent improvements to Fowley Field and Ansem Stadium. We thank Harley for his contributions to Washburn baseball. In Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals are back in action after almost a week off. They start off their three-game series today with their first pitch at 7:10 p.m. It is a three-game series at Kauffman Stadium against the Padres. Saturday's game has a first pitch at 3:10 with a midday game on Sunday at 1:10.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Tuesday, baseball's biggest stars meet in the 2026 MLB All-Star Game at 7. Then on Saturday, the FIFA World Cup Bronze Final takes center stage at 3 p.m. before baseball's biggest rivalry as the Dodgers battle the Yankees at 7. And on Sunday, catch summertime hoops as the basketball tournament alumni semifinal tips off at 1. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Big 12 Media Days wrapped up last week, but with the Big 12 Media Days and the kickoff to the fall athletic season across the nation, the Big 12 Conference announced during those Media Days of their new multi-year partnership with Monster Energy that they say where the beverage company will be the entitled partner for the conference's football and basketball regular seasons. According to the report, the league's football and men's basketball and women's basketball regular seasons will officially be branded as the Monster Energy Big 12 Football and Monster Energy Big 12 Basketball across conference-controlled assets and platforms, where part of the agreement shows the co-branded Monster Energy and Big 12 logo will appear on football jerseys, basketball jerseys, playing fields, and courts, and will also include expanded branding across the conference's digital and social media channels. In a statement from leaders of the Big 12 itself, they say it's an important partnership for the Big 12 as we continue to grow our commercial business. Monster Energy is a global, culturally relevant brand that aligns with those who are and where we're going. Together, we will bring Big 12 to new audiences, expand our reach, and deliver innovative experiences for our fans. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team opening Class B state tournament play Thursday took Corning 7-2. Marysville advancing to face Donovan County, which will host a 7:30 game Friday night. Marysville Senior Legion Team second seed in the 12-team double elimination field, improving to 15-5 with the win, while Donovan County, now 8-7, came in the number 10 seed, knocked off 6th seed Smith Center in the first round, tripping 3rd seed Clifton Clyde 13-5 in the second round Thursday to advance. Marysville versus Donovan County, 7:30 Friday. That winner plays again Saturday at 5:30 at Hiawatha. If Marysville loses Friday, they play again Saturday at 12:30 at Hiawatha. Top of the bracket, top seed Hiawatha fell to 9th seed Garnett Thursday 9-5 and dropped to the bottom side of that bracket. Marysville at Donovan County Friday night, 7:30.
It's finally here, your first red tomato. You reach in, twist it off the vine, and have a look. And there it is, a big black spot on the bottom of the tomato. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The problem is blossom end rot. It's caused by a lack of calcium in the soil. Now, don't reach for the fertilizer, as most soils have plenty of calcium. If in doubt, have a soil test before spending money on something you may not need. Root damage or moisture imbalances are usually the problem. They prevent the plants from absorbing the calcium from the soil. The first flush of tomatoes is usually all that is affected. The plants seem to adjust and correct the problem. Prevent the problem by keeping the soil evenly moist throughout the summer. Proper watering and mulch can help. Avoid root damage when staking and cultivating your garden, and don't use ammonium forms of nitrogen prior to or during fruit set. The good news, it's safe to eat the firm red portion of the tomato. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
flag of the President of the United States shows an eagle holding an olive branch and arrows. President Harry Truman wanted to add something to that symbol and may have just done so, if not for a longtime friend who convinced him it was a bad idea. The story is next on The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
The history of the flag of the office of the President of the United States dates to our first president before he ever held that office.
It's his headquarters flag, personal headquarters flag, and it's 6-pointed stars, and there's 13 of them, and he would post that outside of his field tent.
Robert Williamson is the curator of the House of Flags in Columbus, North Carolina. Washington's flag was the first iteration of the president's flag we have today. President Eisenhower last changed it during his term to add the 49th and 50th stars, but Harry Truman was interested in making another change during his term.
So at one point, Truman said, I want to see lightning bolts coming out of the arrows of war on that flag. So in the right talon, the eagle, you got olive branch of peace. The left talon, you got arrows of war. He wanted lightning bolts coming out of the arrows of war to signify the power of the atomic bomb.
Those around Truman were less than enthusiastic.
So everybody in the White House thought this was nuts. Well, I know that because I talked to George Elsey, who was the official aide for Harry Truman and FDR in the White House.
George Elsey shared with Robert why the lightning bolt idea never came to fruition.
Charlie Ross is Harry Truman's press secretary. And Charlie Ross looked at Harry Truman and said, Harry, don't do it. That's a damn fool idea. So there's no lightning bolts coming out of the arrows of war that Harry Truman wanted, but that's what best friends are for.
Robert hopes that visitors here appreciate the many stories our flags share.
I would say the mission is multifold, but primarily it's understanding our history, our nation's history, from the stories that the flags tell. And if you come in this museum and you're not patriotic, by the time you leave here, you're going to really understand what it is to be a patriot.
It's a great place to see the birth and evolution of a nation through its flags. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Looking for beneficial plants that aren't fussy? Grow some wildflowers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wildflowers bring you pollinators for free and improve the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Wildflowers have survived floods, drought, sandy soil, clay soil, and other extremes for millions of years. They're still around and offering tremendous assets to our ecosystems, including helping pollinators. Miriam Goldberger owns a wildflower farm in Canada and has written a book about the plant's benefits. She says from a scientific, ecological, and biological point of view, wildflowers are necessary for our native pollinators to survive. They provide the perfect pollen and nectar.
all the pollinators are evolutionarily linked together, the pollinators and the wildflowers, so that when you are only providing what they call alien plants, that is to say plants that aren't true wildflowers, to pollinators, you're essentially providing them low-grade nutrition or no nutrition.
Pollinators are attracted to familiar sights and scents, and while they're visiting wildflowers, they'll also pollinate your fruits and vegetables. Wildflowers are beneficial above ground, but they also improve what's under the dirt.
If you look at meadow ecosystems where the grasses have wide fibrous roots and the wildflowers have vertical roots that extend down into the soil, they function to do everything to improve the soil quality. And there's whole groups of wildflowers that thrive in pure clay soil called the clay busters. They break up soil, they add nutrients.
There are wildflowers to suit any soil type, and your garden doesn't have to look like a prairie to be beneficial. Showy plants such as blanket flower and coneflowers are stunning to see and loved by pollinators. Find the best wildflowers for your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Scarcity can reveal whether we see people as neighbors or opportunities. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 11:26 says, "The people curse him who holds back grain, but a blessing is on the head of him who sells it." In ancient times, grain meant survival. So when someone stored it during a shortage, waiting for prices to rise while others went hungry, Scripture saw something other than smart business. It saw a failure of love and justice. There's nothing wrong with profit, planning, or using wisdom in the marketplace. But followers of Christ should ask a deeper question. Am I using my advantage to serve others or to profit from their desperation? Faithful stewardship does not squeeze people in their need. It seeks what is fair, generous, and good before God. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Community healthcare system, family medicine providers care for your growing family. With locations in Frankfort, Centralia, Onega, Holton, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, and Marysville, CHCS connects you to hometown care. From prenatal visits and delivery to newborn care and ongoing family health, CHCS is here from the start and for life. Visit chcsks.org.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
KNDY.
Are younger consumers the target market for plant-based proteins? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. No surprise that boomers like their burgers made with beef, which is why the plant-based protein folks are focusing their marketing efforts on younger generations of consumers. At the Plant Protein Innovation Center at the University of Minnesota, founder and director Pam Ismail says younger generations are concerned about sustainability.
The new generation might not really care about meat alternatives. Give them something that looks good, delicious, and it doesn't have to all come from one meal. We're not asking people to stop eating meat. We just need to find more protein to sustain the growing population.
On the other hand, says Ismail,
alternative meat is just flooding the market, targeting boomers and Gen X's and Gen Y millennials, because we are trying to produce these products that are plant-based to mimic what we know, but this is not working. It's really causing backlash in terms of ultra process.
Ismail says plant-based protein marketing could focus on consumer education, including the health benefits and the ability to use oilseed byproducts for human consumption. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This fair season, your friends at KNDY and Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf have your chance to win tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County and Marshall County Fairs this and next week to win State Fair general admission tickets, family packs, or your chance to see ACM-nominated country singer Russell Dickerson.
Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me.
Or legendary country voice Trace Atkins.
This ain't no thinking thing.
One entry per person, with winners announced July 27th. Celebrate all that makes Kansas great with your chance to win tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by and say hi to your favorite country station, KNDY, at both the Washington and Marshall County Fairs this and next week. And keep that dial set to KNDY, as we'll have live interviews with area 4-H kids and fair participants from both fairs. From KNDY and Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf, win your way to the State Fair in Hutchinson. We'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Couple of new truck trades in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Priced right included 2024 Silverado 1500 model under 27,000 miles. They have a 2023 with 37,000 miles. There's a 23 Nissan Frontier, a local one owner new truck trade, and a 2022 Ford F-150. It's also a local trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Kansas farmers found plenty of opportunity for field work during the week ending on July 12th, with the USDA reporting 5.5 days suitable for field activity. That is a slight step up from the 5.1 days recorded the prior week, keeping field work and summer spray operations moving at a steady pace across the state. Moisture levels remain in remarkably stable shape for midsummer, thanks to a historically wet start to the season. According to drought.gov, Kansas experienced its ninth wettest June on record since 1895, pulling in a statewide average of 6.39 inches of rain. That is nearly 2.5 inches above normal. Currently, topsoil moisture is rated 64% adequate and 14% surplus, with only 3% coming in very short. Subsoil moisture reserves are in similar shape, sitting at 63% adequate and 10% surplus. This strong moisture profile is proving critical as the state's corn crop enters its most demanding growth stages. Syngenta Agronomic Service Representative T.J.
State Benz noted that a large area of western Kansas received timely rainfall on July 9th, providing a vital moisture boost just ahead of tasseling. This rain has been essential in helping fields withstand the intense heat producers have battled over the last couple of weeks. According to the USDA, 50% of the Kansas corn crop has now reached the silk growth stage. That is up 9 percentage points from the previous week, running slightly ahead of last year's pace and 5 points ahead of the 5-year average of 45%. Additionally, 16% of the corn crop has already reached the dough stage, doubling the 5-year average of 8%. Overall, the crop remains in solid condition, with 64% rated good to excellent, 25% fair, and 11% poor to very poor. Looking ahead, Kansas producers will need to monitor crop stress closely as a sprawling ridge of high pressure threatens to bring triple-digit heat indexes and a drifting Canadian wildfire smoke back into the Central Plains this weekend. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. Store for details.
Count on Winnaker Drilling. We'll bring that water up.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. Winnaker Drilling offers water well drilling, water well service, trenching services, and so much more. Give them a call today, 316-729-5881, or find them online at winnekerdrilling.com.
Count on Winnaker Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
The one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. Ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. All bales look pretty much the same, so it can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. In some states, producers mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction, and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing hay theft at agriculture.com.
Show like a champion at any competition by stopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Turbo fans to keep livestock cool, daily hair and skin care products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies for that first place finish. Valley Vet also has show apparel and fashionable options for the showmaster in your family. For the most complete line of horse and livestock supplies and show apparel, visit Valley Vet Supply in Marysville or find them online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Past weather conditions in Kansas may have created an issue for many grain sorghum growers as they weren't able to get into the field when it was ideal. K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky explains what questions and comments she has been receiving from growers.
At least one or two calls about, oh no, things went sideways in my grain sorghum field, and now I have basically no options. So those calls typically come in a couple of different forms. One of them was that residuals were sprayed early, and kind of as that spring burn down application, maybe something targeting kochia, you know, just keeping the pigweeds out, things of that nature. But now that conditions actually are going to allow for grain sorghum planting, that pre-emergence application or that burn down application has run out. And so now we've got a mess of weeds, usually Palmer amaranth, to clean up.
She says what she has seen more growers doing in their field this year.
You know, one of the things that our folks seem to be doing a little bit more of is I have conversations with sorghum growers, is this application of like a Verdix type of application. So Outlook plus Sharpen for their early burn down. If you've done that, you've got to be cautious of, you know, not going over maximum annual application rates for any of the products that you had in your early season burned out. So we typically have some options to get fields cleaned up. It's just going to take a little bit of thinking and a little bit of strategizing there on that part.
Gansky notes what can be done to hopefully help control weeds in grain sorghum.
We had the best of plans. We were going to, you know, chase the planter with the sprayer, but like always, something went sideways. And so now we've got grain sorghum up before we got our at planting herbicide application on. The short story here is that this has taken away a lot of our options for good weed control. I mean, we don't have a lot anyway, but, you know, thinking about, you know, maintaining that group 15 application, right? Those can go on over the top of grain sorghum. I think that's really important. The height restriction cutoff for atrazine and corn, it's the same for grain sorghum. It's a 12-inch application cutoff for atrazine. So you need to be mindful of that. And then, you know, folks kind of know that the next best options for post-emergence weed control aren't awesome and often come with crop injury.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky with a few reminders for grain sorghum growers who are working to control weeds in their fields. Learn more at www.agronomy.ksu.edu/eupdates. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Friday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mostly higher numbers across the board, and it has been a nice rebound day compared to yesterday. Over in the seeds market, these numbers remain mixed to mostly higher across the board, and there has been very little change here today. And for the livestock, the cattle are now mixed across the board, and the hogs, they remain mostly in the green. In the corn market, September corn up 2.5 at 444 even, and December up 2.75 at 466.
6.75. Kansas City wheat for September up 10 and 3 quarters at 7.27 1/4, and December up 10 and 1/4 at 7.41 1/2. In the oats market, September oats down 3 and 1/4 at 3.42 1/4, and December down 4 and 1/2 at 3.47 even. In the bean market, August beans up 7 and 1/2 at 12.02 1/2, and September up 6 and 3 quarters at 11.92 even. Soybean meal for August down 3.10 at 3.19.90, and September down 3.70 at 3.16.80. Soybean oil for August up 2.53 at 74.98, and September up 2.46 at 74.17. In the canola market, November canola up 11.20 at 7.94.70, and January up 11.30 at 8.03.50. In the cotton market, December cotton down 44 cents at 78.86, and March down 48 cents at 80.22. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 3 cents at 160, and December up a penny at 130. The euro for September is down to $1.14, but December is up at $1.15. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly down to 61 cents, and December is slightly down as well at 62 cents. Taking a look now at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 continues to fall, heads for another losing week led by chip makers, with the Dow Jones currently down 176 points at 52,376, the S&P 500 down 40 points at 7,493, and the NASDAQ down 193 points at 25,688. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Hailstorms can cause widespread damage to one's home. After these storms, dishonest contractors show up hoping to make a quick buck from your insurance claim. They'll promise anything if they can get you to sign a contract, collect your payment in advance, and ultimately do no work at all. Avoid being the victim of contractor fraud. Get estimates from at least three contractors. Check references, and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, falling shares in tech companies have the S&P 500 headed to a losing week. The index went into the midday lower by 0.8%. The NASDAQ composite fell another 1.5% this morning. The Dow was off 66 points. Mortgage rates are now hitting levels we haven't seen in nearly a year. Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed is 6.55%. That's up slightly from last week. It's the highest since August of 2025. Despite that, U.S. housing starts picked up in June, coming in at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.42 million. But the Census Bureau adds that building permits last month fell by about 3% from the previous month. Netflix is seeing its share price drop today, despite pulling in nearly $12.9 billion in revenue in the last quarter. The streaming company says it's working to build new revenue streams around advertising, live events, and video games. Jim Ryan, ABC.
A car show is planned Sunday, 1 to 5, at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Andrew Crownover tells more.
It's a completely free car show, no entry fee, no nothing. We'll have some giveaways, rewards, cash prizes, things like that. It's going to be Sunday, the 19th, 1 to 5 p.m. We're going to finish up everything at 5:30. There's no consistent entries or anything like that as far as categories go. Anything with a motor, you know, transmission, anything. It could be motorcycles, ATVs, four-wheelers, anything. Everything's welcome. We're just here to hang out and talk to people and, you know, nothing too crazy. There's no categories for awards or nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of here to show off what you've built and what you've done and kind of things like that. We have no registration times or anything. You just come down to the fairgrounds right there by the basketball courts. Mm-hmm. There where that gravel is, and we'll line up in there. You could show up at 4 o'clock and hang out for a little bit. It doesn't matter. So we don't have a set registration time. We'll be there set up at 1 o'clock, ready to take people and line stuff up.
If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product come to life, Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Offering competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, The benefit package, including 401k, health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance. Apply online at Landahl.com/careers. EEO vets and disability welcome.
Grampy, there's just one thing I'd like to know. If you didn't have When Music Was Music on KNDY AM 1570 94.1 FM in Marysville, Kansas, what would you be doing on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m.?
Well, I would be hard at work inventing When Music Was Music here at KNDY AM 1570 94.1 FM in Marysville, Kansas.
Oh, somehow, I thought you'd say something like that.